This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
I don't know. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, everybody. How the heck are you doing? It's Tuesday. It's the 4th of April. And everything's wonderful here in Brentwood Studio Number 1. Here at Phoenix FM, I'm Ben Simmons. It's the show that goes like this. Delighted to be back with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. Huge thanks, as ever, to the fabulous Joe Bailey with another wonderful drive time show. And she'll be back again at the same time tomorrow, 3 till 6. Make sure to catch that, particularly if you're travelling in the local area. Joe will hit you up with fantastic features and all the relevant travel news to help you get home safely as well. What's coming up on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, regular slash irregular programming. Last week was a special show. It's back to the kind of norm if you've tuned in over recent weeks today, but not that the norm is anything normal. We will be looking at ridiculous holidays that occur today. If you were listening to Drive Time, you'll know it's International Carrot Day already. Do we need to celebrate carrots internationally? I don't know. Get all countries to cooperate celebrating carrots. I like that. But yes, it is International Carrot Day. You'll find out more ridiculous holidays that are genuinely occurring on the 4th of April all over the world. We'll do some celebrity birthdays as well. We'll have a look into the weird world of news. You'll find out about the Tesco's welcome sign that upset many customers. You'll find out about an incredibly life-changing way to open jars that you may never have thought about. Some tips for cleaning your toilet, always exciting, always welcome. And some interesting information about bras. Yes, we're going to go there later too. There will be an intense debate raging for about 90 minutes throughout the show, which I'll tell you about predictably in about half an hour's time. And we've got great music to keep you entertained as well. What's the theme of the music? Well, often it links to the ridiculous holidays, but of course, many European nations, many nations across the world celebrating today. NATO having a 31st member being joined by Finland. Finland, of course, in my eyes, very Scandinavian. Hence, in the early part of the show, you're going to hear a lot of Scandinavian music. Now, there's one very famous Scandinavian band that's done incredibly well in the pop charts in the UK, although originating from Scandinavia. Yes, of course, I'm talking about Europe. Here's the final countdown.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Getting us going then, surprise Scandinavian origin band Europe with the Final Countdown. Classic track. And that was played to celebrate the fact that Finland has joined NATO today. There is a 31st country joining NATO, more looking to join in the wake of events that have occurred, let's just say, in Europe over the past year or so. Anyway, I hope your Tuesday's treating you very well. What on earth is going on today? Well, yes, like Joe Bailey told you, it is International Carrot Day. But did you know it is also these holidays as well? Get ready for some sheer excitement. It is also Tell a Lie Day. Why do we need to actually celebrate that? Yeah, or well, recognise it. Tell a Lie Day. It kind of makes it a day that it's okay. Yeah, white lies, are we saying they're fine? Then there's a whole debate, isn't there, about lies and white lies. There'll be an intense debate raging across social media that I will share with you a little bit later on. But whether white lies are acceptable is not the debate we are going to be discussing. But it is Tell a Lie Day on the 4th of March. It's also completely unnecessarily, genuinely, Walk Around Things Day. I was annoyed when I heard that. Walk around things? It's not very specific, is it? Walk around anything? What, a pole? A barrier? Another person? I don't know. Walk around things. You could just put a small thing on the floor and I've walked around that. But why? Why does it exist? It's a genuine thing. Walk Around Things Day. It's also, of course, how could we forget, on the 4th of March, World Rat Day. World Rat Day. Why? I mean, sometimes people keep them as pets. Generally, they're fine. A lot of people think they're vermin. You see them on the streets sometimes. People are shocked at how big they get, and then they don't like the fact they spread disease, and they think they should be eradicated. I'm not sure, but World Rat Day, there we go. But don't forget, of course, all week this week, and many of you must be extremely excited about this, maybe I should adapt my fanfare slightly, but I'm not going to. It is, of course, International Trombone Week. International Trombone Week. Yep, that's a genuinely recognised thing internationally. This week. Unbelievable. And if you thought that was unbelievable, how could you forget? April 2023 is, of course, National Facial Protection Month. Oh, I can't even be bothered to say how stupid that is. National Facial Protection Month. The other 11 months of the year, I don't care about my face, just walk into things. Oh dear, National Facial Protection Month throughout April. Right, to console ourselves, another Scandinavian band beginning with the letter A this time. I'm sure you know what's coming. Yes, of course, who doubted they would feature at some point? It's Ace of Base with The Sign. Some people might think I'm avoiding playing a particular Scandinavian band, but no. Just a pure coincidence. I don't know what you were thinking. Ace of Base, first that came to my mind, after Europe.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Classic 90s hit from Ace of Base with The Sign there. Fantastic. Now, I just happened to be trawling the internet doing exhaustive research on your behalf, lovely Legend listeners, and I saw something that can only be described as sensationalism in the media, which has slightly annoyed me. The headline of the article in The Mirror, I'm going to out them, I don't care, The Mirror's website, says this, the headline, okay, let's just bear this in mind. People left flabbergasted after learning what WC actually stands for. So the signs you see on toilets everywhere, the headline, people left flabbergasted after learning what it actually stands for. Now, being a man of the world and having some common sense and a modicum of intelligence, I have known for most of my life that WC stands for water closet. But I appreciate I am older than some people on this planet now, and there may be some younger adults who didn't know what WC stands for. But in this internet age, if you have an inquiring mind, wouldn't you just instantly look it up somewhere? Yes, you probably would. But the article says this. A number of social media users have been left positively astounded after learning the true meaning behind WC, which offers a fascinating insight into the history of toilets and sanitation. I'll agree with that final statement. It's the fact that it's this idea from the headline that hundreds of people, maybe thousands on social media, have banded together to display their shock at finding out what WC actually stands for. Yes, it's water closet. It originated in the 19th century, and people in polite society didn't want to imagine bodily functions or even use the word toilet. That was considered outrageous. Water closet was considered far enough away from what was actually going on to not be quite as embarrassing. That's the origins of it. So, hundreds of, according to that headline, people all over the world shocked by this. This is what's been said about it by the researcher in their article. In a social media post, a number of people were left positively amazed to discover the real meaning, with one follower admitting they'd assumed it had stood for wheelchair. Okay, so is that amazement? Is that being flabbergasted? Is it being astounded? Another person wrote, I can't believe I've been living with a WC sign and had no idea why it was called WC. A third commented, I'm glad someone asked because I've been wondering this for years but never Googled it. So, people left flabbergasted. There's three people, one of whom said they thought it stood for wheelchair. Another one said, I can't believe basically, I had no idea it was called WC. And another one said, I've been wondering this for years. Are any of those three people flabbergasted in your mind? Are they even astounded? Are they even amazed? Three people have commented it online. Never trust the media. Never trust the media. Okay. Let's have some more music while I try and calm down momentarily. And now I am going to play a bona fide Scandinavian pop legend band with a fabulous track for you right now. Yes, of course you know what's coming up. Aha. Take on me. What do you mean there's a more obvious, more famous Scandinavian band? I don't know what you're talking about. More obvious than Aha? Morten Harkett and the other ones in Aha?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons, 98.0 if you're in the area, phoenixfm.com if you're not, or ask your smart speakers to play Phoenix FM. Video feed into the studio available on Mixcloud. And you can contact me, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Many people have suggested tracks that are featured in the opening part of the show of Scandinavian origin. Thanks so much to Nick Murphy, who wanted to hear Europe's The Final Countdown. Thank you to Karen Owen, who wanted to hear The Sign from Ace of Base. And thanks very much to Paul Milton, who suggested Aha with Take On Me, of course. Great stuff, fabulous stuff. And loads of fabulous stuff still to come in the show. Celebrity birthdays, more visits to the weird world of news, an intense debate, and music that celebrates all the ridiculous holidays that are associated with this particular day of the year, like International Carrot Day, Tell a Lie Day, Walk Around Things Day, World Rat Day. And please don't forget, all week it's International Trombone Week, and all month it's National Facial Protection Month. Now, I have been avoiding playing music by a certain band, unintentionally, of course, and maybe I will play something by them later. You'll have to find out. That will be exciting, so stick with the programme. Oh, yes. And after this next track, I'll tell you, in the weird world of news, about an eagle-eyed Tesco shopper who spotted a problem with a welcome sign that left them very, very upset. A South Coast-based Tesco shopper. That's all I'm going to say. Fellow South Coast-based Tesco shoppers, get ready to be outraged after this track. Suggested by Phil Whelans on social media in the run-up to the show. Thank you very much, Phil. Here, again from Scandinavia, are the Hives.
Phoenix FM.
The Hives, Tick, Tick, Boom. There we go, it's the show that goes like this here on Phoenix FM. Great to have your company on this lovely, sunny, hope it is where you are, Tuesday evening. And I did say I would now pay a visit to the weird world of news and tell you about South Coast Tesco shoppers being outraged by a welcome sign. What on earth is going on? Well, imagine living in a town and then in a welcome sign getting an error with grammar that would outrage you if you were bothered by errors in grammar. It's what happened to teacher Joe Harbord, who was shopping in the Hastings Tesco's Extra, when she saw a sign that read, "Serving Hastings shoppers a little better every day." Now, everybody knows Hastings is a place with an S on the end. It's not a plural place, you know, it's just a place. So the rule with an apostrophe is, if you're making it possessive, so Ben, if it's Ben's thing, you put Ben, then the apostrophe, then the S. But if my name was Ben's, and it was Ben's thing, you don't bother, you put the apostrophe after the S. You don't put a second S. So you just put the apostrophe afterwards. But Hastings had the apostrophe before the S. That is what caused one shopper to claim they nearly vomited after spotting this mistake. Serving Hastings' shoppers a little better every day, but they didn't put that. They put serving Hastings with an apostrophe S shoppers a little better every day. Teacher Joe Harbord was livid and shared her disgust online. She wrote, "Please rectify this punctuation issue in your Hastings Extra store. Your sign design team should be embarrassed." Wow, that's very, very upset. Oh, I know she was a teacher, but come on, love. She said, "They've just renamed the town Hastings." They haven't, have they? They haven't done that. They've made a mistake and put an apostrophe in the wrong place. Not everyone felt so strongly about the error. One reply read, I can't say exactly, but something hell, you must have an easy life. Someone else said, imagine caring. Elsewhere, a commenter wrote, the people of Hastings didn't fight in 1066 to have to put up with this beep. There we go. So... yes, you can search online for the... It is like quite a massive sign that's been put up that says serving Hastings' shoppers a little better every day with the apostrophe in the wrong place. And I am sorry if you're upset by that, but I think I'm on the side of the people that thought it was a bit of an overreaction. There we go. Always happy to embrace stuff like that on the show that goes like this. Vaguely amusing, vaguely fabulous. Now... what have we got up next? Well, we had Tick, Tick, Boom, suggested by Phil Whelans from The Hives. And next, Ellie from Beckles wants to hear something by a surprise Scandinavian band. So it won't be the one I haven't played yet. But I didn't realise these were a Scandinavian band, but they are. Cotton Eye Joe from Rednecks, of course.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Phoenix FM.
Surprise Scandinavian origins of rednecks and Cotton Eye Joe there. Fabulous. It's the 4th of April. It's Tuesday. It's just gone 6:30. It's the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for sharing part of your Tuesday evening with me. Now, I am going to play one more track and then I'm going to tell you all about tonight's intense debate that will be raging for just about an hour for you to vote. We didn't do an intense debate last week. Many people wrote in complaining, so it's back this week, so those many people can be pleased that their complaints did the trick, I guess. Calmed down? I don't think that. There must be a more loquacious term that I'm looking for. Annoying that I can think of the word loquacious and not another word for calmed down. Anyway, fabulous. Stick it here on 98.0 FM. Don't go anywhere. PhoenixFM.com, whatever device you're listening on, via smart speaker, FM radio, computer, mobile phone, tablet, something similar. Very, very glad that you are. Here then, another Scandinavian band. How could we leave them out until now? Yes, it's the Cardigans. Erase, rewind.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. That was The Cardigans, Erase, Rewind, suggested by Andy Gardner on social media. Thanks to everybody that suggested tracks so far. A few more of you yet to get your tracks on the airwaves, but don't go anywhere. I'm pretty sure they will feature. Fabulous. Now, I did say at this point in the show I would tell you all about the intense debate you can vote on. At the moment, you can only vote on Twitter, but while the track that's coming up is playing, I will make it possible to have a vote counted on Facebook too. Therefore, we need to know what the intense debate is all about. Well, we all have heard of websites like Down Detector that let you know when the internet has been lost in your area and how many people are affected by it. There were a huge number of people overnight who were Virgin internet users that were affected. And it got me thinking. If you had to choose between the internet and something else, what would you choose? You know, the internet kind of runs many people's lives now. You can't imagine not having it. You imagine just wanting to know something and not being able to Google it. It's only been about 20 years that we've been able to do that. That's crazy, isn't it? Maybe 25. Okay. But, yeah. So, my intense debate tonight asks this question. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, if you want to have a look, it will shortly be available on a post on Facebook too. What would you miss more if it was gone? The internet or chocolate? I thought that could be quite difficult for some people. What would you miss more if it was gone? The internet or chocolate? That is tonight's intense debate. The internet or chocolate? Could be tough to decide. In the early voting, the internet is trouncing chocolate at the moment, but your votes could make a difference to all that. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, go to the top of the profile. The poll is the first thing there. Single click or tap to vote. And while the next track is on, I will put a post on Facebook about this as well. And you just comment beneath that post indicating your preference. Fabulous. Thanks for staying tuned. Coming up now, another band with Swedish origins. Well, is that Scandinavian? It's being very picky because Graham Noble was quite... I like the tenuous nature of this, really. So thank you to Graham for this. He wants to hear Guns N' Roses. I know what you're thinking. They're American. What's their heritage? What about their families? No, don't panic. Guns N' Roses, Swede child of mine. Lovely work. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
All 5 minutes and 48 seconds of Sweet Child of Mine from Guns N' Roses, because Graham Noble cleverly linked it to Scandinavia's Sweet Child of Mine. Enjoyed that. Most tenuous track we've had on the show tonight, but still a fabulous track. Therefore, it made its way in. It's Tuesday the 4th of April. Don't forget, April is National Facial Protection Month. Don't forget, this week is International Trombone Week. And don't forget, today is World Rat Day, Walk Around Things Day, Tell a Lie Day, and International Carrot Day. All those things are absolutely true. We'll have another track, and then we'll have another visit to the Weird World of News and find, probably share with you some information that you will find a bit annoying, because just think, all the times in your life you've struggled to open a jar. You've struggled to open a jar all the times in your life, and there was a way to make it easier all the way along. Not that relies on new technology, not that something you think you already know about running it under hot water. I was amazed when I saw this, and admittedly I haven't tried it, but enough people have corroborated this online that it is truly amazing. Probably infuriating to think back to all the times you've not been able to open a jar, and you needn't have been struggling so much. Interesting. Now then, Scandinavian music. Well, you can't get away from one particular Scandinavian entity that we have to feature in this show. Yes, of course, it's Robin with a Y. This is With Every Heartbeat.
Yeah.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons with you up until 8 o'clock. Thank you very much for being here. Now, I did whip up your interest just before Robin there by saying I was going to share with you a life hack to help you open jars that simply can't be opened. And it isn't a thing of holding it under hot water. It isn't finding something amazing to grip it with. It's genuinely impressive, this. Now, in my mind, there are two kinds of bottle openers. There are ones that are kind of small metal and have the sort of ring in them, so it looks like almost like a giant weird ring pull, if you like. And then there are some that are kind of hook-shaped from the side, sort of with a long metal piece and then a hook that goes underneath. It's that kind of bottle opener I'm talking about, with the hook underneath. Often you find them on the end of a corkscrew or something like that. But if you've got a jar that can't be opened, use the bottler opener on it to prise it up very slightly. It will release air, it will release pressure, and it will make the jar much, much easier to unscrew the lid of. Incredible. One such video hack showing this has racked up over 3 million views on TikTok, has over 80,000 comments, the majority of which are people being utterly amazed that they haven't found this out in the rest of their lives. If you have a jar of something that can't be opened, and a bottle opener of the style I've mentioned, the one with the kind of long metal bit that goes forward and then a hook underneath that catches on, not the sort of bottle openers that are flat with a ring in the end. If you've got that with a hook underneath, put that under the offending jar lid, prise it up ever so slightly, you'll feel tension break, you will feel air release, and then the jar will be much, much easier to open. People incredulous at this all over the internet. So there we go. A useful life hack shared on the show that goes like this. I'm going to try that next time I have problems opening a jar. Fascinating. Now, as we approach the second hour of the show, what track is going to take us into it? Well, we featured a lot of music from Scandinavian origins because Finland joined NATO today. There's even some debate as to whether Finland is really Scandinavian. Culturally, it most definitely is, but most people think of Scandinavia now as Sweden, Norway and Denmark, but I also think of Finland too, so it's good enough for me. But there is, we've played Europe, we've played Ace of Base, we've played Aha, The Hives, Rednecks, The Cardigans, Guns N' Roses, Robin. There's a glaring omission from the Scandinavian music scene so far. Yes, of course, Zara Larsson, who features on this track from Clean Bandit.
Symphonies. Before all I heard was silence, a rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along, then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find the key without you, and now your song is on repeat, and I'm dancing on to your heartbeat, and when you're gone.
FM.
Love that track. Clean Bandit featuring, of course, Scandinavian Zara Larsson with Symphony. Now, there's one track left of the Scandinavian origin music on the day Finland has joined NATO. And I have had messages of dissent from people sort of vaguely outraged that I said about Scandinavia being thought of as Denmark, Norway and Sweden. We've also had Ron Wilmot message in and say, Scandinavia, I'd rather go shopping in Iceland. So Ron thinks Iceland is Scandinavian. And then Gary Collins says, what about Finland, Iceland and the Faroe Islands? Ooh, that's cheeky. Yeah, I like that. The Faroe Islands, of course, for many football fans for years, they were just one of those rubbish nations that everyone didn't really know where it was, the Faroe Islands. But according to Gary Collins, they're part of Scandinavia. So thanks so much for that. Right, now, with all the Scandinavian music we've had so far, there's been one clear omission. Yes, I've been deliberately avoiding it until now. Here is Roxette. Look, ABBA get enough airplay on other stations all the time. And this one, probably. But do Roxette.
is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
They're not lying, you know, it really is Ben Simmons on the airwaves. 98.0 if you're in the area, phoenixfm.com if you're not, and available on smart speaker and video feed available on mixcloud.com. And as ever, if you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat in the box on the side. Marvellous. Now, what can we talk about right now? Well, something shocking. I like this, that I hadn't planned this. I was just doing exhaustive research on your behalf, lovely Leg End listeners. And found the following article online. Get ready. People are only just learning what Google means and why it was first called back rub. Can you imagine if they'd stuck with that? I'll just back rub it. That would have got too weird, wouldn't it? Yeah. What's that? I need to know some information. Just back rub it. I'll just back rub it. I've back rubbed it and found out the capital of Paraguay is Asuncion, you know. Yeah, weird. Anyway, do you know what Google actually means? If you've heard of the term Google, then you may be able to hazard a guess. I had already heard of the term Google, and then it did feature on, you may have seen the documentary about the guy who cheated on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with the coughing people in the audience, the guy from the army background. One of the questions in his Who Wants to Be a Millionaire run to a million was, what is a Google? Now, Google, as we all know it, is spelt differently, of course. Google, the mathematical expression, is G-O-O-G-O-L. And means the number one followed by exactly 100 zeros. That is a Google. Why you need that to express extremely large things, I'm not entirely sure. But anyway, yeah, Google, when it first started, was known as Backrub. By Larry Page and Sergey Brin, who met at Stanford University in the mid-90s and came up with this idea for a web page that could reference backlinks, so to speak. So, yeah, just trawl the internet for other pages. And they decided to call it Backrub in reference to these backlinks that were analysed by the search engine. Yes, unfortunately, they decided to change it to Google because it was more suitable for a company whose website would help organise the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. Would have been weird if it was still called Backrub, wouldn't it? I found that quite interesting. Hope you did as well. Now, we're going to move away from Scandinavian music for the second half of the show, because there's so many wacky holidays that we can link music to, it seems worth it. Don't forget, 4th of April is Tell a Lie Day. I don't think that should ever be encouraged, and the Black Eyed Peas certainly agree with me.
Yeah. La da 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 da. Sorry. Hey, baby, my nose is getting big. I know this will be growing when I be telling the fibs. Now, you said your trust is getting weaker. Probably because my lies just started getting deeper. And the reason for my confession is that I learned my lesson. And I really think you ought to know the truth. Because I lied and I cheated and I lied a little more. But after I did it, I don't know what I did it for. I admit that I've been a little immature. With your heart like I was the predator. In my book of lies, I was the editor and the author. I forged my signature. And I apologize for what I did to you. Cause what you did to me, I did to you.
No, 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 baby. No, 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 don't lie. No, 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 yeah. No, 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 you gotta try.
Don't lie. You know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you just lie.
Stop, 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 stop.
Why? She said, I'm leaving, cause she can't take the pain. It's hard to continue this love, it ain't the same. Can't forget the things that I've done inside her brain. Too many lies committed, too many games. She feeling like a fool getting on the last train. Trying to maintain, but the feeling won't change. I'm sorry for the things that I've done and what I became. Caught up in living my life in the fast lane. Blinded by lies, cameras, you know the fame. I don't know the reason why I did these things.
Oh, and a lie.
And now our emotions are drained.
Cause a lie, and a little lie. Now your emotions are drained.
No, baby, no.
She all in my world. I give her all my attention and diamonds and pearls. She the one that make me feel on top of the world. Still I'm lying to my girl, I do it.
I lie and then I lie till there's no turning back.
I don't know why I lie and I lie
till I don't know who I am. But let me tell myself,
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I feel duty bound to remind you that you do have about half an hour left to vote on tonight's intense debate. What would you miss more if it was gone, the internet or chocolate? Votes have come in for chocolate now. Oh yes, but the internet's still way ahead, I would say. There need to be quite a few votes for chocolate for it to all change. If you feel strongly about this subject, get your vote cast at Bensim Radio on Twitter. Single click or tap to cast your vote. And you can also pass comment on Facebook as well. Ben Simmons on Facebook. And look for the post that asks the same question, but you just comment beneath rather than it being an official poll. There we go, it's 7:15, 45 minutes of this show left, so much to still squeeze in. Two more visits to the Weird World of News, the results of the intense debate, more music that links to all kinds of wacky holidays and celebrity birthdays too. Please don't go anywhere. Firstly, because this track is marvellous, from Fleetwood Mac on Tell a Lie Day.
Close my eyes.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this. Now, I'll admit to not having officially used this technology for a while, but there could be the potential of a phone call into the studio. I'm just not 100% sure it's going to come through. Let me just try and say hello. Hello, are you there? Can you hear me? Possibly not. Is there anyone on the phone line that can hear me? Well, this is disappointing. I'm going to have to try it another way. I think that proves that I haven't mastered this new technology yet. Basically, I do have some guests that want to speak to me, and I'm now going to have to play another track while I sort it out. But it is possible to sort out, and that's the exciting thing about it. And we can talk to some wonderful people about what they think about some of the themes of today. But while I try and fix this, let's hear the Stereophonics with White Lies.
You wanna do? It seems so these days I'm losing out on you. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. You come home so late, I don't know where you've been. I wanna hold you tight, but you make me wanna scream.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. That was Stereophonics and White Lies. Now, we did have some technological issues trying to get through to some people on the phone lines. I believe I've now made it successful. I'm going to say hello firstly to Mr. Martin Hill. Hello.
Hello.
How the heck are you?
I'm good. It's always fun being back on the radio with you, Ben.
Indeed, you are featuring live on the Phoenix airwaves once again. You've been here before in the studio. I don't think you've ever been on the radio from the location you're in now.
I haven't been from the location. I was from my bedroom last time and you got me on some weird quiz. which I think I won. I think I beat Gareth, which I was quite excited about.
Yeah, I think...
No, we are here in a very sunny, very sparkly and shiny Camden, North London... Well, it's siestery. That's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, sounds like you're enjoying yourself. And of course, you're not on your own, you're with some other people.
I am with some other people, if you can call them humans, yeah.
Would you like to divulge who those people are, and would any of those people like to say hello?
One of them might. I've got the ever-glorious Ainsley Fannin with me.
Hello there, I am Ainsley Fannin and I am not human.
Are you ever glorious? I would never have described you as that, but it seems...
I am ever glorious, but I'm not human.
Can I ask both of you, one of the things I like to do on my radio show is have an intense debate where I just ask you to choose between two things. So tonight's question is, what would you miss more if it was gone, the internet or chocolate?
Well, Ben, as you know, I am currently suffering a life with no internet.
Yeah, that does... it must be devastating, that.
It is devastating. But surely if I had the internet, I could order chocolate. Yeah,
that's a good point. But if you had the internet... in my world, you have to choose between the internet or chocolate. So whichever you choose, the other one doesn't exist anymore.
It's got to be the internet. You've got to be...
What, you'd rather live without the internet?
No, I'd rather live without chocolate. You've got to keep the internet. So much of the world revolves around the internet now.
So much of the world revolves around chocolate.
Yeah, I did say... Can you imagine wanting to know something now and not being able to Google it, not being able to find out instantly?
Exactly.
It'd be so weird. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be strange. Ainsley could never cheat at a pub quiz.
I've never cheated at a pub quiz in my life.
Something else I talked about earlier on the show, and has this ever happened to either of you fine gentlemen, where you struggle to open a jar because it's incredibly tightly closed and it's impossible?
Yes, Sainsbury's honey.
Right, well...
They vacuum pack that thing like nothing I've ever seen.
There is a hack. There's a hack I've revealed on the airwaves tonight that's not one of those things like, oh, put it under hot water or just grip it hard with some rubber thing. If you use a bottle opener to lift it up a bit, it relieves loads of the pressure and makes it much easier to open a jar.
There you go.
That was stunned silence right there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why is a bottle opener?
You know,
sorry, no, I'm thinking of a can opener.
Yeah, the bottle openers.
I'm thinking of a can opener. Okay, I don't really get that, but a bottle opener, I'll give you that.
Yeah,
relieve some of the pressure.
Yeah,
Ben,
I was amazed when I read that, but apparently it's true. So there you go.
Did you read that off the internet?
I did, not on
did
any.
You read that off of a chocolate.
Then they did that thing where there was a competition and you open the chocolate bar and it basically said you're a loser inside. That was sad. It was better if it's just trivia or something.
I think that was just yours.
Sorry about that, by the way.
I thought it had been doctored. Fair enough. I'll have to let you go in a minute, but before I do, did you have any idea that it was International Carrot Day today?
I didn't know, did you?
No, I did not.
Will you be having carrots at any point for dinner tonight?
Probably not, no. But what I originally thought you had said, when you said this, was International Karen's Day.
Yeah.
I have a Karen in my life, so I was going to congratulate her, but unfortunately, she's not a carrot, so I can't.
You could congratulate her and then tell her you misheard and it's actually Carrot Day, and that might be a sort of joke you can do on her.
Yeah, well, maybe I could offer her a carrot.
I was like congratulate her.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Right, well, before I go, you can introduce the next track between you if you want. Would you like that?
I'd love to, yeah.
The next track is going to... Well, I'll tell you what it is, so that in a way I sort of tell the listeners what it is, but then you can introduce it much more effectively. I'll do it half-heartedly to tell you what it is, and then you can go for it. Right, it's Aerosmith and Walk This Way to celebrate the fact... That it is also Walk Around Things Day today. That is a genuine holiday that's celebrated probably in America, but Walk Around Things Day. I was annoyed
walk
when I heard.
Around things.
Yeah, it's very sort of.
Like circle an object or walk around a place.
Well, no, I think it's like so avoid an object. I'm going to walk around that barrier or post or something. I don't know why it exists. It's stupid. But. To link to that musically, I'm playing Aerosmith and Walk This Way. So if you do a big introduction, we'll hit the music.
You ready to get DJ voice on?
Absolutely.
There he is.
This is Ben Simmons on Phoenix FM. No, Phoenix 98 FM, I think it is. With Walk This Way by Aerosmith.
Gonna be a change in your ways. I met a cheerleader, was a real young breed. All the times I can reminisce. All the best things to love him with a sister and a cousin. Only started with a little kiss like this.
Phoenix FM.
So that was Aerosmith and Walk This Way to help celebrate the 4th of April is Walk Around Things Day. And thanks for the unprecedented call there from Martin Hill and Ainsley Fannin, who are with other people in Camden enjoying themselves immensely right now. Why am I speaking to people in Camden, you might be thinking? I work with those people as well at my other job, which is currently at the Vanguard Theatre in Camden Market, where the immersive hit show Peaky Blinders The Rise is taking place. I recommend searching for it online, particularly if you're a fan of that series. Fabulous. But good to speak to Martin and Ainsley. Thanks for that, guys. Thanks for your input. And both of them would rather keep the internet than they would chocolate if you had to keep one and get rid of the other forever. I think the internet is winning. So if you want to cast a vote, that is tonight's intense debate. What would you miss more, the internet or chocolate, if they were gone? And so far the internet seems to be the resounding victor. But you can vote on Twitter at Ben Sim Radio, single click or tap to cast your vote. And on Facebook there is a post asking the same thing. You just have to comment beneath indicating your preference. Right, plenty more tracks to squeeze in, but I think right now we should do some celebrity birthdays. Let's go crazy. Who's celebrating today then? Well, Robert Downey Jr. is 58 today. Fellow actor Hugo Weaving is 63 today. TV host Graham Norton is 60 today. Irish comedian Sharon Horgan is 53 today. Liverpool footballer Harvey Elliott is 20 today. West Ham director and Apprentice star Baroness Karen Brady is 54 today. Presenter Stephen Mulhern is 46 today. And singer Jane McDonald is 60 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And if it's your birthday, a wonderful happy birthday to you as well on this fabulous 4th of April. Relatively sunny, getting lighter later as well. It's all wonderful. And now we need another track that links to Walk Around Things Day. To that end, here are Dire Straits. Not just walking around things, they're doing the walk of life. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
That was Dire Straits with The Walk of Life. Fabulous. While the phone call was going on, and then we heard from Aerosmith and Dire Straits, I've had messages in all the way from Lincolnshire. So huge hello and thanks to my uncle Alan, who's put a couple of comments up on social media in relation to what we've been talking about on the show. He said, when I was in Gothenburg with your dad, there was a poster advertising a Jethro Tull appearance. I thought it meant Jethro the West Country comedian, and I said, I don't think he'll go well over here. It was hard enough to understand Jethro if you were English, I think. I don't know how well he would have done in Sweden. You're right. Fabulous. And also, my Uncle Alan says, I always see Google as Go Ogle. I definitely don't see that. Now you've said it, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to see it the same again. You've literally changed my life. Good to hear from you, though. Thank you for your messages. Much appreciated. Now, we've only got just under 20 minutes left of tonight's show and quite a bit still to squeeze in. Our penultimate visit to the weird world of news now will help you find out how to successfully clean a toilet. In case you didn't know anyway, a cleaning expert has shared tips on how to clean the toilet and said most importantly you should read the small print on your bathroom disinfectant, because a lot of them say they need to be left visibly wet on the surface of whatever you're trying to clean for 5 to 10 minutes. So spray it on your toilet, leave it 5 to 10 minutes, go and do something else like clean the sink, clean the bathtub, whatever else you're doing, make a cup of tea, then come back and wipe it away and you'll get much better results. Also, if you have any odours in your toilet that are lingering a bit, you can put some shaving cream there, leave it for a couple of minutes, and then wipe it away, and that will help disperse any odours. There is some shockingly useful information on how to successfully clean your toilet. Leave your disinfectant on 5 to 10 minutes. If there's any odours you're unhappy with, shaving foam, shaving cream, leave it around the area for a few minutes and then wipe it away. Deep cleaning toilets, we're not afraid to talk about the difficult subjects on the show that goes like this. Now, 4th of April is also World Rat Day. It's Tuesday, fortunately, because the Boomtown rats wouldn't have been happy if it was yesterday.
And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. Ooh. The whole day down.
So clean and it types to a waging world. A mother feels so shocked, father's world is rocked, and their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16 ain't that beachy keen. Now it ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need?
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
Don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. She wants to play with the toys a while. And school's out early, and soon we'll be learning. And the lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles, and the captain tackles with the problems of the house and wife. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die? Die, oh, oh. And the silicon chip inside a head gets switched to overload. Oh, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure? Tell me why.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Boomtown Rats with Tell Me Why I Don't Like Mondays. Haven't played that on this show for quite a while. I think I have played it before, though. But yes, there we go. Marvellous. It's Tuesday, the 4th of April. It's International Carrot Day. It's Tell a Lie Day. It's Walk Around Things Day. It's World Rat Day. And don't forget, all week, genuinely as well, it's International Trombone Week. And all month, it's National Facial Protection Month. Fantastic. The intense debate is just about to finish. Results will be revealed after the penultimate track. You may only have a minute or so left to cast your vote. What would you miss more if it was gone forever, the internet or chocolate? Looks to be a resounding victory for the internet, but if there's a last-minute deluge of chocolate-related votes, who knows what could happen. Very quickly, final visit to the Weird World of News, I have to tell you. A lingerie expert has issued a warning for anyone not washing their bra after three wears. There is a shock. Does anybody do that? But anyway, some people think it's fine, but apparently, according to one lingerie expert, you shouldn't go any more than three wears of a bra without washing it, simply because it can cause it to wear much more quickly. The frequency at which you should clean your bra will completely depend on how active you are. If you've been working out a lot, you will need to wash it. If you've simply spent the day sitting in the office, generally, you can re-wear your bra two or three times before washing it. This helps your bra last longer. We also recommend using an underwear care bag to protect your intimates. Really? Okay, are they trying to sell underwear care bags? But, yeah, so two or three wears before washing is recommended. I'm guessing the more you wash something, the more worn it gets, and I don't know. There we go. Don't say I don't give you lingerie-related information on the show that goes like this as well. Always an absolute pleasure. Fabulous, right? Intense debate results coming, summing up of the show coming, and after me, Rob Harvey coming with Synth City from 8 until 10. Fabulous. Now, bearing in mind it's National Facial Protection Month, here's The Weeknd. Did he get some kind of facial injury just before he recorded this? That's what we've all got to ask ourselves.
She'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never.
FM.
That was The Weeknd, Can't Feel My Face. Now, it's the 4th of April. Much has happened today. There has been an intense debate raging throughout at least the last 90 minutes. What would you miss more if it was gone forever, the internet or chocolate? And I can tell you, across Twitter and Facebook, with all the votes that are coming, thanks to everybody that voted, the internet is the resounding winner. So people would miss the internet more than they would miss chocolate if one was gone forever. Internet with 76% of the votes cast, chocolate 24%. Thank you to everybody that got involved. Absolutely fabulous of you. So what has been going on throughout the show today? Well, it's Robert Downey Jr.'s birthday, it's Graham Norton's birthday, and it's Jane McDonald's birthday. We've found all that out. We've shared some truly ridiculous holidays with you all. The fact that it's International Carrot Day today. It's Tell a Lie Day. I don't know if that's saying it's a good or bad thing. It's also the very unspecific Walk Around Things Day, which is a bit bizarre. It's World Rat Day. It's International Trombone Week. All this week, that's very exciting, and it is also National Facial Protection Month. Of all the unnecessary things we've ever embraced here on the show that goes like this, that's got to be right up there. In National Facial Protection Month. We also visited the Weird World of News a fair few times and found out that Tesco's in Hastings doesn't know where to put apostrophes in signs, caused outrage amongst three shoppers. You can open a jar very easily. If you're struggling, use a bottle opener. and it will make it incredibly easier. Just lift up the side of the lid a tiny bit to release the pressure. Incredible. If you want to clean the toilet, leave the disinfectant on longer and put shaving foam on there for a while to get rid of any odours. And never wear your bra more than 3 times in a row without washing it. Fabulous! We've covered all the important topics. Now, we need a great track to play us out with. We've had some fabulous tracks suggested by the likes of Nick Murphy, Karen Owen, Paul Milton, Phil Whelans, Andy Gardner, Ellie from Beckles, Graham Noble, Siobhan Roxburgh, Dan Clarkson, Helen Manders. Thanks to everybody who got involved. But with it being National Facial Protection Month, I'm going to play us out with a song that celebrates faces. Namely this one from Lady Gaga. Rob's up next. See you soon.
Pop, 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 poker face. 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 Pop, 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 poker face.